swing and a belt. Well, Beal, way back. Blue Jays win it.
Oh, God. Down the sideline. Wow. Touchdown.
Unbelievable.
Trying to finish it.
It's over.
Here's a chance. That call. Shot rebound. Score.
I wanted to talk to you a little about an interesting article, or I thought it was interesting. I'm getting that maybe you didn't. In The Athletic, subscription required but recommended. I think it was Craig Custance who was writing about the return to the spotlight of Tim Thomas. Yes, limited spotlight. I don't know when the last time I heard from Tim Thomas was.
2014 Worlds.
I'm sure I watched Team USA closely in that great May tournament. Did he not have like an 880 save percentage in that tournament or
and
something?
They finished sixth or whatever it was.
But really interesting career. Guy who spent a bunch of time over in Europe and then came back, gets his shot with the Bruins, takes them to the Cup, and has a couple of years where he's lights out. But they also have this young kid, Tuukka Rask.
Leaf draft
stole from somebody. But he kind of disappeared. A lot of people remember, I think it was maybe 20, I don't even remember when the All-Star game was here in Ottawa, but he had just refused to, it must have been 2012. He had refused to go to the White House with the Bruins, didn't want to speak to Barack Obama, and all of a sudden he developed this reputation as crazy ass, out there, you know, living in a bunker somewhere.
Somewhere in northern Michigan, out by Flint.
Right. And you wonder, whatever happened to that guy? Or at least I do from time to time. Not him specifically always, but just, I wonder what happened to...
Well, and as a bit of a... And the bunker talk is, yeah, it always gets... Now...
Bunker talk.
Yeah. He was living in somewhere in Colorado. He was living somewhere in Idaho. Like, these are not, like...
No. He clearly used hockey for everything he could and then fucked off. And that was my... take for quite a while, and power to you. Lots of people do that. If there's so many guys in the league that don't really care about hockey, they're just really good at it. It's just a job, right? Yeah. And if you can make your money and then fuck off, then by all means. What's interesting about Tim Thomas is that according to this article in The Athletic, he was going through some shit. And we don't talk about the goalies probably enough. When we talk about fighting, we talk about CTE and concussions and this and that, the goalies kind of get left out of it. And I don't know whether it's getting run over. I don't know if it's pucks off the mask. I don't know what causes whatever.
With Thomas, he cites a puck off the head.
Right. And you read the article more recently than I did that, you know, when he finally goes to find a little help. He was living in Colorado, as you said, and the elevation was just fucking him, right? Because of the problems he was having in terms of post-concussion syndrome and things like that. That half of his brain is getting, like, no blood, and the other half is only getting, like, half of what it should.
Yeah. And it was two-thirds of his brain was getting 5% of the blood it needed.
Right.
And then the other one-third was just slightly less than 50%.
And he's just not right. He's having a hard time communicating. He's emotional. He's having a hard time with... And when that's the case, there's no question your first instinct would be to get the hell out of the spotlight, right? Get away from what just did this to you. And I can tell you, and we'll share the article at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/TallCanAudio. This reminded me a lot of Paul Kariya, who got just ruined by concussions. And the big one that everyone thinks about is Scott Stevens in the 03 Cup final. And there's that legendary call from Gary Thorne afterward, off the floor, on the board when he comes back. He doesn't remember that.
Yeah.
And there was just a big thing not more than a year ago on TSN where they kind of followed him around and he hated hockey. He hated what it had done to him. And
never went to the arena?
No, nothing. And you also think about more minor things like Gary Suter knocking him out, taking away his 98 Olympics.
Cheap shot.
But yeah. Guys go through some shit when they come. And that's what this reminded me of, that I had my career. It messed me up really bad, and I just wanted to get away from this.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you're talking about sort of that idea of he was already a, air quotes, personality.
Yes.
Right? He was prickly.
Yep.
Forever. Right? I think he played.
Which Korea wasn't. You're correct.
Korea was not, right? And Korea was that sort of.
He's just a quiet guy. He's
for sure. The Canadian. And humble.
Right.
Right? Grew up, you know, in the West Coast. Had a bit of that West Coast vibe.
Sure he did, yes.
But Thomas was prickly and had strong political views.
Yep.
Prior to. So when he went away from the, from like completely, in the article, it talks about any of the phone numbers that were active for him during his career, where he was not accessible by them. He just sort of dropped off the grid, right? Yeah. Which is where those talks of, yeah, he's somewhere in crazy. In the northern Michigan bush,
yeah,
in a bunker, right?
Right.
Waiting for Armageddon. When the reality was, yeah, he was struggling and trying to come up with solutions.
Yeah. And how hard that would be on your family, all these. Said one of the only people who could get in touch with him was the trainer. Yeah, goalie coach and trainer for the Dallas Stars. And you sat out in the green room, and I was in complete agreement. Like, I don't even remember him playing with Dallas, right? He's a Bruin, right, to me. I do vaguely remember him being with the Panthers after. I don't remember him being in Dallas, but that doesn't mean he didn't form a relationship with the people there while he was there. And people just couldn't find him. And even some of the Bruins guys that they interviewed afterwards, when the Bruins played the Capitals a week or so ago, and it was kind of a
USA Hockey Hall of Fame.
Right. And they were honoring those inductees. So it was Brian Gionta, it was Tim Thomas, and it was
Gary Bettman.
Yes. But there was also a
Chrissy
Wendell.
Wendell.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the Bruins who are still around, your Brad Marchands, your Charas, your Bergerons, you know, who went to war with that guy forever, were really happy to see him back, really able, you know, and doing well. And when he gets up to make his speech afterwards, which isn't in the arena, but he wants to wrap it up quick. He's having a hard time, right? He's struggling with a lot of these things. And it's just, man, it's another indication that, you know, I think we've, not that we should, but we've gotten used to the idea of seeing the grinder, right, and the fighter and the whatever, the guys who fight that are going through this. Goalies, they just don't get hit as often as everybody else. But if it's a puck off the mask that kind of jars your brain a little bit,
well, and
it's
no that, different, man. It's as you say, it's guys coming through the crease, hitting you in the side of your head with their knee or
oops,
their skate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is, and the helmet comes off. It is the unknown, and it's interesting. Just, and I want to come back to Tim Thomas, but yeah, if you look at a guy like Mark Borowiecki in Ottawa,
great interview,
right? Who plays this? Who to me is one of the guys who's left? Who's a big open ice hitter.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, now Ottawa played Philly, and Travis Konecny takes a pass that's at 5 years ago, we would have called it a suicide pass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boro steps up, full body-on-body clean hit, and Konecny is like out as he goes to the ground.
Right.
Boom. Clean. No penalty on the hit.
Yeah.
Right? But guys are now in a spot where they're not prepared for that.
No.
This past Saturday, Boro again hits Sonny Milano from the Columbus Blue Jackets. Bam.
Winner of the Thatcher Demko Award 1 year.
Puts him out, right? He leaves the game because he's put himself in a position where he's not prepared to be hit.
No. And grow again, up and
no penalty on the play, clean hit.
Right. But you've come up in a different generation. Kids don't hit like that anymore. University hockey doesn't hit like that anymore. Junior hockey doesn't. You're just not expecting some big fucker to level you.
Yeah. But even
legally.
And in the NHL now, it happens so,
that's what I'm saying,
so little now, yeah.
You're not prepared.
Well, and the double whammy is that, so now next puck gets dropped, Boro comes off the bench, and he's got to fight Josh Anderson off the drop of the puck, right? Because you've now hit a guy clean and put him out, and so under some code.
Yeah.
So Anderson gets his ass kicked by Boro, and then Anderson's out of the game with an upper body injury. Likely blew out his shoulder.
Sure,
likely
busted hand.
So now Milano's out. Anderson's out. all due to your inability to take a hit.
Right.
And so to me, that's where the game, the Tim Thomas example and many others, right? The Bogarts, the, his name escapes me, the Leaf guy who,
Wade Belak.
Wade Belak, all these sorts of guys, well, right?
Dan Carcillo's been through some shit and he's talking loud now, right? Like,
well, and you don't need to go too far back, right? Before it blows out like a filter, right? It's, or a funnel, sorry. It opens up and there's the amount of trauma, the Bob Probert's, all these sorts of things.
Aaron Boros, I think, was the guy. And yeah, it's...
And so, to me, these sorts of the CTE, it's if they are... I don't know, man. We're going to have to go to the women's hockey rule?
I wonder, right? And it just... No one's wearing more gear and no one is more protected on the ice than the goalie. Both of those working for him. And here's a guy who still came out of this fucked up, right? It's scary to think.
Yeah, well, and what it comes down to is, and CTE, it cannot be fully diagnosed until you're looking at a corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the scans that he's gone through really obviously give a huge indication of that.
Yeah.
And so... when we talk, and I know I'm a little bit all over the place on a bunch of this, but when you look at fighting being reduced, and it's amazing in 2 years, I don't need to see a pile of fighting anymore.
Well, our buddy Steve McLean, formerly of the OHL Fanboys, he just sent me a link the other day that the Q's taking a vote on getting fighting completely out, right? I'm just not that interested in watching 17-year-olds punch each other in the face.
I have zero interest in it. And I used to love it, man.
Of course.
When I was a younger guy, and I used to love to go to Pete's games and 67's games when I was here in Ottawa.
Right.
And I loved it. But then, I don't know when I went to see Connor McDavid play.
Probably about the time that your kids started approaching that age.
Yep.
I don't need to see this anymore.
And
this
so I went to see Erie roll through Ottawa, and I went to see Connor McDavid, and the fight broke out.
Right.
And so people still jump up and cheer. Yeah. But I'm like, man, it's something about it is super distasteful to see, as you say, 2 17 or a 17 and a 19-year-old fight. And you're like, but we love that. We love a little blood. But the thing is, what we know about concussions and what we know about head trauma, you cannot in good conscience allow that. And so... The big hits, we talked about it before, and I talk about it all the time. If you look at Chris Neal's top 10 hits.
His greatest hits.
All 10 would be suspendable now. So
so many guys, man.
I know, no.
Scott Stevens would have been thrown out of the league.
Right, but all this moving line that continues to move for health reasons, right? Those two hits that Boro's done have both caused trauma to these people. Now, yes, you take on some of that responsibility when you lace your skates up, but at what point do you start to say, man, you know what?
Are you still as big of a hockey fan if tomorrow Gary comes out and says, we now play by the women's rules? No hitting, no fighting. There's a little contact when you go in the corner, things like that. You can battle along the boards.
Yeah, a little rub, a little elbow.
Are you still digging it?
I love women's Olympic gold medal games.
Sure.
They're fast paced. Yep. And don't ask me, ask Drew Doughty. You see his comments?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I don't know what to do with that because he's kind of a...
Is he dropping the gloves?
No.
Maybe with Matthew Tkachuk, maybe.
Maybe. Kachuk's gonna fuck him up though.
Yeah, for sure he is, because he's a bit of a badger. But yeah, he's saying, yeah, we need the fighting. NHL, do not.
Well, players will always say that.
Do not get rid of the fighting, because he goes, we got weasels running around.
I wonder who he's talking about.
Yeah, well, this is it. And speaking of which, and you know, I rarely get involved in Twitter conversations and.
True. Sometimes I forget you have it. Look, there he is. I'm tearing somebody down.
I'm tweeting at a Habs fan who sent out a thing saying, Brady Tkachuk's a douche.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but I'm like, don't worry, poor Habs fan. You only got another 15 years of that guy fucking you up.
Well, how do you hate Brady Tkachuk but love Brendan Gallagher?
Yep.
Like, of course, if you're the opponent, you hate those guys, but you want one. Like,
and Tkachuk was in the kitchen of the Habs all night.
Yeah.
And he's only 19, right? And you're like, good luck with that. When he gets to be a man and he's Because honestly, one of the plays along the tying goal, he just stripped the puck off the defenseman, assed him out of the way, threw the puck out front, bang, tying goal.
Yeah.
Connor Brown.
Love it.
And so
Devin Brownie.
Yeah. So, but doubling back, nice, talking about weasels, original weasels in terms of Brad Marchand or Marchand, depending on which, how he feels on that day. Interesting because I call him Marchand, right? But I'm constantly getting corrected that it's Marchand.
By who?
I can't get into that.
Okay.
And Gord Miller.
They're wrong.
Yeah. Again, the other night on it was Sens Bruins about a week ago, and he's saying, yeah, Marchand. He says, I have notes from the World Junior days where he says, yes, my name is pronounced Marchand, rhymes with sand.
Yes.
But now he's saying, no, it's Marchand. Ugh. And so he's like, but then you'll see him the next year and he'd be like, no, it's Marchand.
Yeah. They're just fucking, he probably is.
Just he's absolutely yeah, just fucking. Exactly. And you know what they showed, talking about Weasel, they showed him the other night, again, that same Ottawa game. They had a 12-year-old girl sing the two anthems. She killed it. And he goes over after it and he, you know, he has some kind words for her and and gives her a pat on the back. So, you know, clearly he's a father and he's got a soft spot.
Sure.
But they also show him in the warm-ups. He's taking puck and he's throwing it at the TSN cameras up above the, he's like, you may think he's throwing a puck to a kid in the stands, but he's actually trying to hit our very expensive above. And so, yeah, he's throwing pucks. What is his hit, right? And you go, what an asshole.
Shouldn't you be licking somebody somewhere?
But that's a guy who has a weaselly kind of guy.
Yeah.
Right. Who's turned himself into a legit.
He is a good player. There's no doubt. Yeah.
But so,
but fuck him.
Doubling back, and I know I'm sorry for the end of the show. I've been all over the place, but it's yeah. I would still be a fan. The game has become so skilled.
Like the NFL, is the one that. What are you gonna do about that?
Well, you know what?
You're sitting there every Sunday afternoon. You know what's happening. You don't think much about it. You don't really want to think much about it, but. You know what's happening.
Well, what was that segment they used to have?
And I'm talking Jacked Up.
Yeah, okay, I was just gonna say we're talking 7 years ago now, where on
every Sunday morning,
yeah, you would have this
NFL countdown.
You just got jacked up. Yeah, and so those are the things.
And it was people having their brains destroyed over and over, and everybody pointing, "Yeah, look at that fucker.
Too bad."
And we're not above it. You used to love it. The Rock'em Sock'em tapes every year, man, was awesome. It was just all fights and hits.
That
and
Wendell Clark hit on, what's his name, Barry behind the net, the St. Louis game, man. That is the Chris Neal on Johnny Boychuk coming up. And you're like, whew, I'm feeling that, just looking at it.
Right. And so you don't know any better, so it's awesome. But now you're kind of trained to, okay, I know better, but fuck, that's still.
But you look at the changes that the NFL's made in terms of contact with the quarterback.
Yeah, but what about if those guys on the line every play?
If you are behind the line of scrimmage and you do not gently, caressingly take the quarterback down, if you are a half a second too late, you're getting flagged for 15. So people are already saying, oh, this is flag football. What do we? Yeah, okay, you fat sweat hog.
Your quarterback would be dead at 50 if you don't start to figure this out.
That's fine. You're right. You're not enjoying.
Didn't ruin my Sunday.
Yeah. You're not enjoying your PBR. You're you know, because it's now touch football.
Right.
Right.
Fuck
but when,
you.
Yeah. But when you go back to working at the, you know, asbestos Dunkin' Donuts factory. Or whatever. Yeah, the asbestos, honestly. Great thing. Good for you. But yeah, that guy is getting fucked up.
Fuck him for my entertainment.
Yep.
That's a different type of.
For sure, and that's exactly right. That's you got to go to Pornhub for that.
Sweet. We're going to get out of here so we can go do that. That's, give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/TallCanAudio. That's Tall Can Sports, and we'll catch you all in the next one.
See ya.
We're not going to be fucking sucked this year.
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.